Accession number 21104, Reel 1.
Roy Hubbard, Reel 1. So, Roy, tell me, where were you born?
Langley Cottage, Grey Street, Leicester.
Uh-huh. And when was that? What's your date of birth?
11/5/23.
Uh-huh. And what did your father do?
He was a clicker. A clicker.
What's that?
He cuts top of the shoe out.
Oh, right. So he was working in a little shoemaker's shop?
Yeah.
Or in a factory?
Yeah, the factory.
Uh-huh.
Just opposite our yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And what did your mum do?
She was a school teacher.
Uh-huh. Where did she teach?
Granby Road School.
So she was quite an educated woman then?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are your full names?
Just Roy, obviously.
Just Roy. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had a brother.
Uh-huh.
But he was 16 years older than me.
So was he in the Second War?
No. But there was a bit of controversy there.
Right.
My mother and father never spoke to him.
Really?
No.
Why was that?
I've never found out, though.
Right.
Whether he was a conscientious object or whatever. But I never spoke to him.
Right. So once he'd left home, that was it?
Oh, well, I mean, by the time I was, 9, he was married and got a child, would you say?
Right. Okay.
He'd be about 32, wouldn't he? Mm. 34 when the war started.
Right. So you grew up sort of as an only child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. What sort of hobbies and activities did you get up to when you weren't at school?
Well, we were rough little lads. I think we were much rougher than what they are today, really. But it never made the media, and it never made the local newspaper. So we were rough little tykes. And I think that my generation has had the best this country's ever had. I really do. Now it's going backwards again.
Did you do any sports?
Oh, rugby. Rugby, yeah.
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 And did you play that, you know, right up till when you left school, or?
I played it all the time till I was, until I went down the coal mine. And then I had to stop because I got a wife and 2 children, and you can't afford injuries and be off work, and so I had to stop.
Right. So, what age did you leave school?
14, 1937.
And what did you go to do then?
I went to be an electrical engineer.
Where was that?
Partridge Wilson's Devonset Works, Everton Valley Road.
Mm-hmm. And so what were you doing there exactly?
You know these big arc lights, years ago anyway, that throw the picture on the screen of a cinema? Mm-hmm. I used to make them, wire them up, and they had big valves on them to throw the light and things like that.
So were you apprenticed? Or you were a trainee, sort of learning your trade when you first went there?
That's right, that was my first job.
Yeah. How long did you stay there?
Not long.
Why did you leave?
Now, come say it. The manager, Miss Hardwick, was knocking one of the girls off in the shop. And I knew it, you see. And he had me in the office. He said, "You've got to retract that." I said, "I'm not." Because I was a awkward devil even then. He said, "Then you got sacked." So he sacked me on the spot.
Goodness.
And I went home to it, and I told my mum all that. And the next day I went down Palm Eco, which was just down the road from where we lived. And I got a job the next day at Palm Eco, doing the same job. So, and then I left there. I did quite a few jobs, in engineering mostly. And then my last job, I went to work at Russell's in Bath Lane as a patrol inspector. That's going round all the machines, the capstan, the milling machine, you know what I mean. And I used to stand there and wait for the first the one he was making coming on. And I used to have to get his drawing and get the vernier mark, micrometer, and I had to check it. And then I'd move to the next machine, you know. Very boring. And then after that, I went to Cannon and Stokes, doing the same job. And then Mr. Baldwin came round, the manager. I'd be about 17 and a half, going up for 18. And he said, "We're coming round and we're going to make you, what do they call it? Exempt from going in the army." I said, "You're not making me exempt." I said, "Because we were doing 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week." So I thought myself, well, I can't do as much time as that in the army. So I was better off in the army. I mean, they won't be for money, but I always wanted to go in the army.
Right.
Right from being a child.
Yeah. So what year was this when you were nearly 18?
1941.
Right. So you knew you were going to be called up?
Yes, I went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What did you feel? I mean, you wanted to join the army.
Yeah, I did, yeah. From being a child.
Right. What did you think it was going to be like?
Adventure, you know. I did. Yeah. Honestly. I loved every minute of it. Right. I never ought to come out.
Yeah. So did you get your call-up papers?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did you feel when they arrived? Great,
let's get out.
What did your parents think?
Well, my mother didn't like it. And my father, even in the First World War, and he got gassed in the First World War, and he was a bit, you know. And when he got up in the morning, he'd wake the street, coughing. But my mother and father always let me do what I wanted to do. Always.
Yeah. What exams, what education did you leave school with? Did you do any exams or?
No, not really.
No.
I weren't school minded. Mm. I hated school.
Right.
The only thing that I liked about school was the PE, woodwork, history, metalwork, art, and playing rugby.
Did your mother want you to stay on at school? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. And she even tried to educate me. But she got no chances because I got no interest.
Right. So you got your call-up papers.
Yeah.
Did you have to go for a medical?
No.
No, right.
I went straight to Beverley Barracks, which was an ITC then. That's Infantry Training Centre. Now, the date on the release book, you know when you get demobbed?
Yeah.
Well, the date doesn't say start from where I went to Beverley. It starts from where I joined the Manchester Regiment.
Do you remember the date you went to Beverley?
I can't remember the date, but it was October 41. That I remember that.
Right, okay. So do you remember the journey going there?
On the train?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why?
But I met some more chaps who were going up, you see. All good to Leicester. But then you had to change at Doncaster and go round, like, through Gaul. Because, you know, you had to go round the Humber. And I enjoyed every minute.
What was it like when you arrived at Beverley? Did you get off the train there?
Yes.
Did they meet you?
They did, with lorries. Mm-hmm. And they took us to the barracks.
Were they shouting at you then, or were they quite sort of...
Oh, no, they were giving us... they were shouting at us. But, I mean, you took that in your stride, didn't you?
You drove into the barracks.
Yes, and
what sort of buildings were they? What was it like?
All proper barracks, but round the back of the barracks, they extended it with wooden huts, and we were in the huts, one of these the stove pipes in the middle, you know, for a fire.
So, who can you remember any of the people who were in that barrack room with you?
I can remember one. His name was Henry Hetherington, and he came from Cherry Burton, about 4 miles from Beverley. Yeah, he's the only one I can remember.
How did you all get on together?
Oh, very well. Very well. Some cried.
Did they?
Yeah, the first night when we... you got your palliass, and you had to go and fill it with straw. Well... You had to really fill it, because after a few days, if you hadn't filled it, you were sleeping on the... And the pillow was the same, you had to fill it with straw. But during the nights, you could hear a few weeping, you know. Which, all right.
This was the first time you'd lived away from home, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were happy about that?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, honestly.
Yeah. When you first got to the barracks, what did they issue you with? Did they give you a uniform straight away?
No, we had a medical. The next day, I think it was medical. Then it was teeth. Then we had everything, you know what I mean. All the inoculations, the vaccinations, and I think we had one later on that you had 24 hours off duty with it, you know. I can't remember what that was.
Right. And then you got uniform, or...?
That's right, then we got a uniform. And we started infantry training then.
Right. So what other equipment did they issue you with?
Oh, you had your big pack, your small pack, your entrenching tool, everything. Yeah. Everything.
And who taught you how to lay that out and to look at
the sergeant in the hut.
What was he like?
A nice fella. He was stern, but what I liked about him, he was stern with everyone. And I can go along that without any time. He was stern with everybody. And the runners off his feet. Every half an hour, you'd be doing something different. You'd be changing for this and changing for that.
So, where did the other people come from? Were they all?
Oh, they come from everywhere, love. They come from everywhere.
Were they all your age?
I'd say yeah, roughly. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yeah, they were.
So, what was the first training you did? Can you remember?
It was, the first morning was PT. Every morning was PT. And, they taught us everything. I was taught to drive.
Was this all at Beverley?
Yes, yeah. I was taught to drive. I was taught to drive a brain gun carrier. I was taught to drive a three-tonner. A 1500 weight, a motorbike. I was taught all that at Beverley.
Yeah. So what sort of weapons training did you have there?
Oh, only rifle training and brain gun training.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you take to that?
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I really did. I really did.
What was the food like?
I can't complain. It was pretty good. It was porridge and egg and bacon. You know. And proved a ration, weren't it?
Yeah.
It was.
What were the kit inspections like?
Oh dear. Oh, they were terrible. Yes, they were terrible, they were. Because everything had to be laid out, you know, and your blankets had to be squared off with the last one round them. Then your boots and your mess tins and your old all and everything had to be laid out special. And the studs at the bottom of your boots that were on there, they had to be shiny.
What happened if you didn't get it right?
Oh, I think they were a bit lenient with us when we first went. You know what I mean? I mean, there were no CB combined to barracks or anything like that. Nothing. They really taught us, you know, what to expect when we went to our regiment, you know. And I enjoyed every minute. I really did. And you got the assault course.
What did that involve? Can you remember
it? Yeah, I can remember it all. But the worst one was going up this wall with 90 pounds on your back. You know what I mean? Well, we had to help each other up. And me, being awkward, instead of coming down, like you should do, with your hands and then drop to the floor. Big head, I thought, oh, I could jump this and dropped. I had fallen arches with landing on my feet. And I had to go to the MO. And they put, like, wedges in my boots. Like, to lift me. Oh, I don't know, so much pain in my life.
How did you take to the assault course and the...
I loved it all. Yeah,
you coped with all that?
Oh, I loved it.
You didn't have a problem with it?
No way,
really.
No way.
What did you do in the way of sort of route marches and things while you were at Beverley?
We did a 17-mile force march. That's, I think it was march 200 yards, Trotford 100 yards, then another 200 yards running, then, you know, forced march, they called it. But I thought to myself, because my big pack, I got it squared off with cardboard inside, being the clever fella, you know what I mean, being the clever fella. And we marched from Beverley to a place called Hornsey. And about halfway, I should think. We used to stop for about 10 minutes, I think, every hour, something like that, I can't remember. And we used to sit in the ditch with his legs up the other side of the ditch, like that, see. And then we stood up, and he said, I want you to all open your big packs. When he come to mine, clever bugger, he says. Right, so he looked round and found some bricks, and he filled it with bricks. That's true, Matt, that's true. anyway, we marched to Hornsey Mere, I think it's called, and when we got there, we had to do a shoot, on a rifle range. Then we stayed there in bivouacs that night. Then we marched back on the next day. Yeah.
So that was quite a tough exercise then.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Did some people not cope with it so well?
Yeah, yeah, well, you can expect that. Mm. Yeah, you can expect
those
that.
Those that weren't so fit or weren't well, we so see, big or...
even then, I was, what was it? I was 5'10" and 12.5 stone, mm. you know, mm. and I'm only 18.
Yeah, you're quite a big chap.
I was a big lad then. Mm. And never bothered me. Mm. But like, you became friendly and you helped one another, you know what I mean? You really did help one another.
Did you have any special friends there?
You know, I can see the faces, can't remember the names. Mm. The only one I remember is Henry Hetherington. I'll still never forget him. He was a special... Oh, another chap called Hallam. Yeah, yeah. But the others, you can't remember names.
No.
Not now, anyway.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it was enjoyable. It was really enjoyable. And of course, it was wintertime then.
Right.
We were there during the winter. Cold. Yeah.
What was the basic drill like? I mean, that's where they...
What, square bashing? Mm. Well, you see the beauty? You see me that? He taught me all of it.
Your dad did?
Yeah. He taught me slope arms, you know, and all the rest of it. How to march, how to change step, and march on the spot. He taught me all that.
Did he? What, in the backyard at home?
Yep. He said, this is what you're going to get, because he was a sergeant in the First World War.
Yeah. What regiment was he with?
He was in the Leicesters. Yeah.
So he didn't want his son... getting in a muddle with it, did he?
No, he didn't. He taught me. He taught me with broomstick. He really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. But so he was actually quite proud of you going in, I think.
He didn't want me to go.
No.
He didn't want me to go. No, he didn't. But they never stopped me. Mm. No, no.
So, how did you get on with the square bashing? You were
I can't say anything about the army that didn't like it.
Did you do the light infantry pace?
Odd times, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was 140, weren't it? Yeah. Odd times, I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
That's tough going, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. I didn't like that at all.
Do you think there was a sensible purpose behind training you to do that?
No, I don't know what the purpose were, because, I mean, we weren't... I suppose some of us would join the light infantry regiment, wouldn't we? So, everybody would taught it, like, you know.
You must have got pretty fit.
Oh, now that's the trouble when you get like that. You get fit. And the first time you left town, and you go in the pub, and all the rest of it, this is when it's all, you know, there's be fights outside.
Really?
Yeah.
So where did you go in your free time?
Well, we used to go into Beverley.
What was the town like then?
Oh, it was very small and... It was like a village really then. But now it's quite big, isn't it?
Did you go in the pubs then?
Yeah, yes. But I think it was called the Green Man. I'm not sure. Something like that.
So you went drinking, that was your sort of recreation, was it?
Yes, and my mother and father didn't know what that. Because they were Methodists, my mum.
So you were really let out now, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were very fit.
Yeah.
Quite proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, able to go and have a drink.
Yeah.
So did you get into fights?
Yes.
Who did you fight with?
There was an artillery regiment. And we used to get stuck into them, like, yeah.
Why? What were you fighting about?
Just for the fun of it.
Who was the best, or...?
Yeah, yeah. But you were full of it, you know what I mean? You were really full of it.
Did you do any boxing when you were...
Yes, I love that. Yeah.
So you used to have matches, did you?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was really great.
So what weight did you box at?
Cruiserweight.
Were you good?
Well, I don't know. I could look after myself. And they also trained us in unarmed combat as well.
Did they?
Yes.
Right. What sort of things?
I could do them now. But you see, a few of them, you taught to maim, aren't you? Either maim or kill with your hands. Mm-hmm. Well, I could do that now.
Really? I've not forgot. Tell me what
the worst one is to cup your hands and do that over the ears.
What does that do?
Well, the blood comes out of the ears, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
And they taught you this?
They taught us all this.
Do they have a special instructor for
that? Yes.
Right. What else?
Oh, all the olds and how to break arms. And
what did you think about being taught that?
Well, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Nobody will call the army to me. No way, because I loved it.
Did you ever use any of that unarmed combat?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Right. Okay, we'll come to that later then, yeah. So, you told me what weapons you did. Did you do any gas training?
Oh, yes, we had to go in the gas chamber with the gas mask on. Yes.
What do you think of that?
Not very good, but I think if I remember right, I finished up being sick, I think.
So, did you expect to get gassed?
No.
No.
No, I didn't, no. No, I didn't expect it.
So,
no.
There wasn't, I don't think there was any.
There weren't any.
There.
No, yeah. There weren't, no.
Right. So, it wasn't something you worried about. What about tactics and field training? What did they teach you?
Oh, they taught you field training, like never to cross open ground, and if you could get, move forward by taking cover, that's what you did. You never went to cross open ground, if possible. Mm. I remember that. Mm.
And you did you do any trench warfare or training?
No, not trench warfare, no.
You're doing open warfare.
Yeah.
Did you do exercises at Beverly, using these field skills? And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What were they like?
Oh, they were lovely. I mean, they sent us out around Pickering. Mm-hmm. Do you know Pickering? Mm-hmm. And one, two, three. You send us out in fours. With a compass and a map. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you've got to find your way back. But if you're crafty, you should go on to my ground and you saw a church steeple anywhere, well, you headed straight for that. Church steeple, because there'd be a pub there, wouldn't there? Hey, there'd be a pub there. Now, I mean, you're a British soldier with all your kit, and you walk into a pub, what you going to have, soldier? You know. Then we'd say, which is the best way back to Beverly? And that's as simple as it was. But some didn't. You got to use this, haven't you? You know.
Roy Hubbard, end of reel one.